Welcome to the deep dive. If you're a digital artist, maybe a designer, photographer, really any creative professional who's, constantly juggling digital files, then you are definitely in the right place today.
Absolutely.
We're aiming to cut through all the noise and give you the essential info on digital file storage. Our mission, well, it's pretty simple: help you figure out the best ways to manage and, really importantly, protect your creative work.
Yeah, without getting totally bogged down in the technical jargon.
Exactly.
And we've gathered quite a range of sources to help us do that. We're looking at comparisons of cloud storage versus external hard drives. That's from Dropbox.com. We've also got a really deep look at cloud security from LucidLink and some very practical advice on organizing digital art files from Julliard Designs, plus guidance on building a great digital art portfolio from Hostinger.
And that's not all. We're also digging into the technical side of things, like image sizes and storage limits for portfolios, thanks to Portfolio Box. And critically, the legal side of showing client work. Canela Camaiora helps us there. Plus comparisons of different cloud platforms for creatives from Playbook.com and Design Dash.
And even some real-world advice from, self-proclaimed data hoarders on Reddit, sharing their own experiences. So lots to draw from.
Definitely.
So for you, the learner, our goal here is to synthesize all this. We want to give you a clear picture of what really matters when you're choosing digital storage.
Yeah, give you those practical tips and insights so you can make confident choices, keep your files safe, accessible, organized.
And just feel well-informed quickly. Consider this your shortcut.
Okay, let's jump right in then. First things first, we need to understand the fundamental options: cloud storage versus external hard drives. What's the core difference?
Okay, so think of external hard drives like a physical safe for your data. You plug them directly into your computer, no internet required, which is a plus sometimes. They come as, traditional hard disk drives, HDDs,
Yeah.
or the faster solid state drives, SSDs. They're portable, yes, but accessing files always means physically connecting that drive.
Right.
Dropbox highlights how people use them for extra storage, backing up documents, photos, those big video files. The key thing is direct local access.
Yeah.
But you're responsible for connecting it, managing updates
Okay,
yourself.
that's the external drive. So, cloud storage, how does that fundamentally differ for us creatives?
Well, with cloud storage, your files live on servers somewhere else, remote servers managed by a provider. You get to them through an app, or maybe a program on your desktop, or just a web browser. The really critical difference, as Dropbox points out, is that remote accessibility and often automatic syncing across all your devices.
Ah, the sinking.
Yeah, imagine tweaking a design on your main computer, then pulling it up on your tablet later, and it's just there, the latest version. That's the cloud. External drives mean your data's local, requires you physically plugging it in.
Okay. Now, something else Dropbox mentioned was the difference between cloud storage and cloud backup. Are they basically the same thing?
No, not really. Good question. They both use remote servers, sure, but their main purpose is quite different.
How so?
Cloud storage is really designed for easy access, for actively working on files, editing them from anywhere, collaborating. Think convenience and workflow.
Got it.
Cloud backup, on the other hand, it's more like creating a separate safety copy, an insurance policy, almost.
Ah, okay.
It's about having a recovery option if something bad happens, like your hard drive fails, or you get hit by ransomware, or even just accidentally delete a crucial folder. So storage is for working access, backup is for disaster recovery. Different jobs.
That makes sense. Storage for daily use, backup for just in case.
Okay, we've got the basics of where files live. But, for creatives, the next huge question is keeping that work safe. Why is security so vital, and what are the real risks we face? Oh, it's absolutely critical. LucidLink really emphasizes this. Your digital work isn't just files. It's your intellectual property, often your livelihood, hours and hours of effort. The risks in the cloud are, well, they're real.
Like what specifically?
Well, data breaches are a big one. Unauthorized people getting access to your files. It happens. Then there's weak authentication, using simple passwords, not enabling multi-factor authentication. It's like leaving your studio door unlocked.
Yeah, not smart. What
As
else?
configurations, this can just be human error, like setting permissions incorrectly on a shared folder, accidentally making things public.
Oh.
Insider threats are another factor, could be intentional or accidental issues caused by employees, contractors, anyone with legitimate access. And then there's this thing called shadow IT.
Shadow IT.
Yeah, so when people in an organization use apps or services, maybe file sharing tools that haven't been officially approved, These can create big security gaps because IT doesn't know about them or manage them.
Wow, okay. So plenty of potential pitfalls. What are the good cloud providers actually doing to protect our data? What security measures should we look for?
Reputable providers use several key tactics. Encryption is absolutely fundamental.
Right, the scrambling code thing.
Exactly. It converts your data into code unreadable without the right key.
Hmm.
Then there are access controls, making sure only authorized people can see or change specific files. And compliance, which means they follow strict industry standards and regulations, giving you a baseline of trust.
And this encryption, how strong is it really? We hear numbers like 256-bit AES.
It's incredibly strong. Dropbox mentions using 256-bit AES. Honestly, trying to crack that with current technology is practically impossible. It would take astronomical amounts of computing power and time.
Okay, that's reassuring.
And some, like Lucidlink, go even further. They talk about a zero-knowledge model using AES 256 in GCM mode. The key thing there is zero knowledge. It means even they don't have the keys to decrypt your data.
So only I can unlock my files.
Essentially, yes. It adds another layer of privacy. Like your data's in a vault, and only you have the combination.
That definitely sounds good for cloud security. But let's not forget the external drives. What are their weaknesses on the security front?
That's the flip side, isn't it? An external drive, when it's unplugged, isn't vulnerable to online hacking. True.
Yeah.
But its security is entirely physical.
Meaning?
Meaning, as Dropbox points out, it's vulnerable to being stolen, damaged in a fire or flood, or just failing mechanically.
Yeah.
And if that happens, your data could be gone permanently.
Right. No built-in recovery like the cloud might offer.
Exactly. Its safety depends entirely on the physical device and how well you back it up elsewhere.
Okay, let's pivot a bit. We've talked risks, now let's talk rewards. What are the specific advantages of cloud storage that really help creatives beyond just accessing files anywhere?
Well, universal access is the big one we mentioned. Files on all connected devices, often with offline access too, which is super handy.
Yeah.
But also, think about automatic data syncing. You change a file on one device, and boom, it updates everywhere else, usually in the background.
No more emailing files to yourself?
Hopefully not. It keeps everything current automatically. Huge productivity boost ensures you always have the latest version.
That does sound like a massive time saver. What about collaboration? So much creative work involves teams or clients.
Oh, absolutely. Cloud storage shines here. Platforms like Design Dash and Playbook really highlight how easy it makes sharing, even massive files, with collaborators or clients. No more email attachment limits.
And you can work together on things.
Yes. Many platforms let you comment directly on files, sometimes even co-edit documents in real time. Getting feedback becomes much smoother. And importantly, as creative block notes, you usually get fine-grained permission controls.
Meaning you control who sees what.
Exactly. Who can view, who can edit, who can share further. That control is vital when working with sensitive client projects. It really speeds up the whole creative cycle.
Okay, and what about those heart-stopping moments? Like, oh no, I deleted the wrong file, or my computer just crashed. Can the cloud help then?
Yes, data recovery is often a major plus. Most good cloud services keep file versions, let you restore deleted files, sometimes roll back to earlier states.
Like an undo button for your files.
Sort of, yeah. And some can help you recover even after something drastic like a malware attack, as Dropbox mentions. That kind of safety net is invaluable compared to just having files on a local drive.
It really sounds like cloud offers a strong mix of convenience and security. What about just the sheer amount of storage we need? Creative files get big.
For sure. Scalability and flexibility are key advantages. You can usually adjust your storage plan up or down as needed.
More easily than buying a new hard drive every time.
Often, yes. And potentially more cost-effective in the long run, as both Dropbox and CreativeBlock suggest. Plus, for creatives selling digital products, some cloud services can even help automate the delivery process to customers.
Interesting. Okay, so let's say a creative is convinced they want to go with cloud storage. What are the absolute must-have features they should look for when picking a provider?
Number one, I'd say, is ease of use. Design Dash emphasizes this. It needs to be intuitive, fit into your workflow smoothly, not make things more complicated.
Makes sense. What else?
Strong collaboration tools are usually vital. Real-time sharing, commenting, version control things that help you work effectively with others, and non-negotiable, top-notch security and privacy.
Like the encryption we talked about.
Yes. Strong encryption, solid security practices, and ideally two-factor or multi-factor authentication MFA. That's something Design Dash, Lucidlink, and Sync.com all highlight as crucial.
And storage capacity, obviously, needs to be sufficient for large creative files.
Absolutely. Look for plans that offer plenty of space or are easily scalable. Some providers even offer unlimited storage options, which Design Dash notes can be a massive draw for creatives with huge archives.
Now, our sources listed a whole bunch of specific platforms.
Yeah.
Can we quickly run through some key ones and maybe who they're best suited for?
Sure. Google Drive is great if you're already using Google Workspace, Gmail, Docs, etc. Seamless integration there, good for Teams.
Okay.
Dropbox is famous for its simplicity, really reliable syncing, and fast sharing. A lot of people love it for that reason, mentioned by Design Dash and Reddit users alike.
Right.
If you're all in on Apple devices, iCloud offers that super tight integration. Microsoft OneDrive pairs well with Office 365, good for balancing creative and business files.
And for designers using Adobe tools.
Adobe Creative Cloud has storage built right in, which is obviously convenient if you live in Photoshop or Illustrator.
Okay, that covers some big names. What about others mentioned?
Let's see. PCloud got mentioned for strong security, offering lifetime plans sometimes, plus media streaming and file rewind features. Sync.com is very privacy-focused with end-to-end encryption, good for sensitive data. Box is known for strong collaboration features, often used by larger teams. Mega emphasizes privacy, too, with client-side encryption, meaning files are encrypted before they leave your computer, and they have a generous free tier.
Any others?
Zooz came up for cold storage, basically archiving older projects you don't need instant access to. Trezorit is another high-security, end-to-end encrypted option. Creative Hub is interesting. It combines storage with portfolio sharing and print-on-demand.
Wow, quite specific.
Yeah. And finally, some Reddit folks mentioned Backblaze B2 and Wasabi as potentially very affordable options for bulk storage, though maybe needing a bit more technical know-how to set up.
That's a fantastic overview. So many choices tailored to different needs. Now, once you've picked a solution, the next battle is often organization, right? Keeping those digital art files from becoming a total mess.
Oh, absolutely. It can quickly become digital chaos. Julien Designs offers some really solid practical strategies here. The foundation is just having clear folder structures. Use logical naming conventions. Include the date, a clear subject. For example, 2024-05-16 logo options client abc.jpg. Something like that makes searching way easier later on.
Yeah, I can see that. What else did she suggest?
A really crucial one. Keep your master files, the layered originals you can edit, totally separate from your export files, like flattened JPEGs or PNGs you share or upload.
So you can always go back to the original.
Exactly. Always have that editable version safe. She also suggests using keywords in file names. Good for your own searching and potentially for SEO if files are online. Think cute pink floral pattern tile.jpg.
Smart.
And a really practical tip. Create specific ready-to-upload folders for different platforms, maybe print-on-demand sites, so you can track what's prepped and what's already been uploaded. Helps manage workflow.
Those are great, actionable tips. Okay, let's shift gears slightly to actually showing our work. Digital portfolios are essential now. What should creatives think about when building one?
Yeah, hosting it really drives home how vital a portfolio is. Mm. Builds credibility, shows off skills, reaches clients. Platform-wise, website builders like Hostinger itself, especially those with templates for visual artists, are a good starting point.
And what makes a portfolio really work? What makes it effective?
High-quality images are paramount, no question. Your work has to look its best. But also, compelling descriptions tell the story behind the piece. Use relevant keywords so people can find you.
Right.
Organize it logically, maybe by project or style, so viewers get a good sense of your range. And crucially, make it easy to navigate. People need to be able to browse your work without friction.
Definitely. Now, Canela Kimura brought up the legal side of things, especially with client work and portfolios. What were the key points there? It sounds tricky.
It's definitely something to be aware of. The source focused on Italian law specifically, but the principles are often similar elsewhere. The key takeaway was that even if a client buys the economic rights, the right to use the work commercially, you, the creator, generally keep your moral rights.
Which includes?
The right to be identified as the author. So putting work in your portfolio is often related to that moral right of authorship.
So is it risky to show client work then?
Generally, Canela Kimura suggests the risk is pretty low unless your contract specifically forbids it. It might be hard for a client to prove they suffered major financial damage just because you showed you created something.
Okay.
But they strongly caution against any improper use of a client's trademarks within your portfolio. Stick to accurate representation. And the absolute golden rule, Check your contract, always. See what it says about portfolio use.
Always read the fine print.
Got it.
What about using photos of people, like in a photography portfolio?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Portraits. You almost always need explicit consent from the person in the photo before you publish their image. And that consent should detail how you'll use it. A model release form is standard. Be extra careful with photos taken under work-for-hire agreements. Sometimes the rights in those photos might actually belong to the client who commissioned them, not you. Again, Canela Camiora advises getting portfolio rights explicitly stated in your contracts to avoid issues.
That's really valuable advice for staying out of trouble. Okay, final stretch. Let's talk about managing the cloud storage itself day to day. What are the best practices to keep things running smoothly and securely?
Yeah, Design Dash had some good tips for ongoing management. Keep up that consistent file organization, project folders, clear names. It pays off long term.
And backups, even if it's in the cloud.
Yes. Regularly back up your cloud data to a second location. That could be another cloud service or an external hard drive. Both Julie Aaron Designs and Design Dash stress this. It's about redundancy, an extra safety net.
The 3-2-1 rule idea.
Pretty much. If you're collaborating, have clear rules about folder structures and permissions. Avoid confusion. Regularly review and clean house. Get rid of old, unneeded files to manage space.
Good digital hygiene.
Exactly. And absolutely enable multi-factor authentication, MFA, on your account. We mentioned it before, but it's worth repeating. Huge security boost, stressed by LucidLink and Design Dash. And finally, keep your software, your OS, everything updated. Updates often patch security holes.
This has been incredibly thorough. We've really covered the landscape of digital storage for creatives, the basics, the security worries, the huge benefits of the cloud, how to organize, how to present work legally and effectively.
Yeah, and we've seen there's no single best answer. It really depends on your specific needs, your workflow, the kind of creative work you do.
Right. The best solution is the one that fits you.
And maybe something to think about as we wrap up. Consider how fast things change. Your creative work evolves, the digital world evolves. How will your storage strategy adapt? How will you make sure your work is not only safe, but also discoverable in the future? What steps can you take, maybe starting today, to build a more resilient, organized digital foundation for yourself?
That's a great closing thought. We definitely encourage you to check out some of the cloud providers we talked about. Use those free trials. Really think about what features matter most to your process. Mm. And maybe try implementing just one or two of those organizational tips we discussed. Small changes can really bring more order and hopefully less stress to your digital creative life. Thanks so much for joining us for this deep dive.